This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Find Kelly and Company on your TV. SaskTel customers, channel 555. And Rogers Mountain channel, 1-889, excuse me. Visit AMI.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. Kelly McDonald, host of the program in the London, Ontario home studio. My co-host, Ramya Muthan, in the home studio in Toronto.
Time for a reminder this time of the year, Kels, because we know something as the silent thief of sight.
Yes.
And it's glaucoma. Yeah. And we talk about this every year because it's the second leading cause of blindness in older North Americans. And January marks a glaucoma awareness month. So we want to talk to people from the Canadian Ophthalmological Society because they have a new campaign to spread the word. Dr. Yvonne Byes is a returning guest on the show, and she's a member of the Canadian Ophthalmological Society and a glaucoma specialist. So Dr. Byes, thank you for coming back on Kelly and Company.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to chatting about this yet again. So why the lack of awareness when it comes to glaucoma? Let's start there.
Well, I think that one of the difficulties with glaucoma is that, like you said, it's the silent thief of sight. So although a lot of people are walking around with glaucoma, you'd be surprised to know that about 50% do not know that they have it because their disease is not so advanced yet that it's affecting their vision. Now, the problem with that is that glaucoma is treatable, but it's not curable and not reversible. So if you don't go to see an eye care professional until you're having problems, that's what your baseline is, and it's going to be getting worse from there rather than if you go earlier and you might be able to save more of your sight.
Remind us why it's more common in older adults, please.
Well, I think that's because the disease, like I said, it progresses over time. So older people, you've been living longer, so then you're more likely to show the symptoms of it. And that's because our vision system has something called a lot of redundancy. So in the eye, the information that you get in your eye is transmitted to your brain by about 1 million nerve fibers. Well, you have to lose a significant proportion of those before you start noticing their problems. So although the disease glaucoma will start at a younger age, it's not until we get older, in most cases, that we start to realize we're having a vision problem.
Okay, and as you said, it starts when we're younger. So are we still prone as younger adults to glaucoma? Like, how can we, you know, be aware of it at a younger age?
Well, the only way that you can be aware of it when you don't have symptoms is through a routine eye exam. That's why it's very important that, irregardless of age, that people do have their eyes examined every so often, at least every 2, maybe every 5 years, depending on how young you are, to look for these diseases that you may not yet recognize that you have. You know, if you look at your skin and you get a mole on your skin, most times you can see that, right? But if you have something going on inside your eye, you're not aware about it until you start having vision problems. And that's why preventative eye care is so important. And January is the month of glaucoma awareness. But one of the points of awareness is just to see an eye care professional, have a routine eye exam, just to look for anything that could be a disease to give you problems later on that you could get treated earlier.
So we talk about it being such a silent thief. Are there any early warning signs that we would either be able to tell maybe, or obviously if you do happen to be proactive and say to your eye care specialist, hey, you know, could when you look in there, what tips you off that glaucoma might be present? Can you talk a little bit about what they see?
Yeah, so I think for the person, the patient who's coming in, are there warning signs? As I said, when you start noticing that you're having a vision problem, your disease is usually fairly advanced at that stage, mm-hmm. but there are risk factors. So for example, if you have a family member with glaucoma, specifically your parents or a sibling, then that should kind of raise your awareness that you may want to get yourself examined. There are certain races that are more predisposed to glaucoma, like African Americans and East Asians. Sometimes migraines can be a sign of glaucoma. People with nearsightedness have more chance of getting glaucoma. So those are things from the patient side. Now, you also asked me, what does the doctor see? So what you can expect when you go in for a glaucoma examination, in addition to what all exams, eye exams would include, like measuring your vision and looking with special instruments at the front of the eye, in glaucoma, they're also going to be specifically measuring your eye pressure, most likely putting a lens on the front of your eye to look at what we call the angle structures, because that helps us define different types of glaucoma. Looking inside the eye, specifically looking at the shape of the optic nerve. And there's other tests that are commonly done, like a visual field test to see how your side vision is. And also, we have technology that more accurately measure the back of the eye, the optic nerve, and areas in the retina called an ocular coherence tomography, or OCT. So those are the things you would be expecting to go through during an exam.
Okay. And speaking of exams, you did mention that as a preventative or like a proactive way to go in and check, you know, periodically to kind of figure out what the stages are for not just glaucoma, but for anything else that might be going on with your eyes. But are there any other preventative measures that you can mention, Dr. Baez, when it comes to glaucoma, you know, health or lifestyle or anything else that people might be able to consider?
You know, for glaucoma, I don't think there really is anything specific. It's not really what a person does that makes them get glaucoma. For other eye diseases like macular degeneration, et cetera, you might want to be a little bit more careful with sun exposure, wear sunglasses when you're outside, mm-hmm. and there's diet issues there, a lot of fish and green leafy vegetables. But I don't think really much. So there's a similar thing to say for glaucoma, unfortunately.
Okay.
Okay.
So this month, you have a very unique campaign going on for the awareness involving a photographer. Can you explain a little bit about this?
Yes, this is a really exciting campaign. The photographer, her name is Jordan Tidd. She is a photographer. She's also a model. She also happens to have glaucoma. So she's using her artistic expression in glaucoma to her artistic expression as a photographer to raise awareness about glaucoma. And she right now has a show going on. The show is called Glaucoma Edits, and it has photographs that have been specifically edited to illustrate what vision is like in someone with glaucoma. But this really gives us, you and me, who don't know that we have glaucoma or hopefully don't have glaucoma, it gives us the ability to see the world through the eyes and perspective of someone with glaucoma. I think that this is just a fantastic opportunity to raise awareness. And she's not only raising awareness, she's also selling her work, or you can just make a donation if you aren't interested in buying a piece of work. And the profits are going to Glaucoma Research Society of Canada, which is a patient-run organization that funds glaucoma research in Canada. So it's supporting a great cause, but I also think that it is a real opportunity for people to see what glaucoma is from a person that has glaucoma. The website is eyesopenexhibition.com. So that's eyesopenexhibition.com. And have a look at some of her work. She has other pieces of work that don't illustrate the influence of glaucoma on vision, but she has ones that are tagged as glaucoma edits. And you can get an idea of how she sees the world, the granularity of the world, the blurriness on the edges. It's very interesting.
I really appreciate that, you know, because Jordan not only is giving out this artwork as something for us to learn from, but also there's a bit of a story coming in and personal experience, and being able to translate that through art in this kind of context, I think is really great.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of courage to do something like that. You know, she was diagnosed with glaucoma at the age of 17. So we've been talking today saying, you know, yeah, glaucoma is a disease of older people. But this is another thing that her coming forward and being so open about her condition shows us that glaucoma can also occur in younger ages. It can occur at any age. And just again, stresses the importance of monitoring your eyesight and having routine eye exams.
Yeah, and really getting people to understand, and a person who is saying, look, this is my story through my artwork, this is what I'm seeing or not seeing, really special and very, very opening, because, you know, you start experiencing something, and to captify all that in artwork, that's really something else. Where can we learn more about anything you touched on today?
Well, there's a very good patient-oriented website that's supported by the Canadian Ophthalmological Society. The website is seethepossibilities.ca, and C is S-E-E, so seethepossibilities.ca. And it has information about glaucoma and also some of the other common eye diseases like cataracts, macular degeneration, and diabetic retinopathy. They also have little tests that you can do to check what your vision is, look at your risk factors, and see how much you do know about certain common eye conditions. So it's a very good website. It's interactive. And I would recommend anyone to go and have a visit and learn what you can about your eyes.
Appreciate that. Thank you for sharing the resource. And thank you for coming back on Kelly & Company to talk about glaucoma.
Okay, thank you very much. And everyone, get your eyes examined.
Thank you. We were speaking with Dr. Yvonne Byes from the Canadian Ophthalmological Society about the glaucoma awareness campaign.
In a few moments, The Complex is an immersive theater experience taking place at this year's Next Stage Theater Festival. We'll find out next hour about it. Joining us on Voices, AMI Content Development Specialist Karen McGee. But next up, Tony Freimark with her community reporter report out of Alberta. Stand by.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.